Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, and the highly caffeinated host of your show, you knew that, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. It can be done, guys. And I tell you what, there are a few feelings that are as great as looking at those credit card bills, zero debt. Imagine having the car paid off. Bolder than that, imagine having the house paid off. Imagine having no credit card bills whatsoever and a serious stack of cash in the bank just the way you deserve it, as hard as you guys work. It can be done, and here's where we get it done together. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to our, I can't believe this, four new affiliates this week, including KGBC in gorgeous Houston, Texas. Fabulous signal. Oh my God, blast through Houston, Galveston, east into Louisiana. Looking so forward to connecting with all of you. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much. And again, that's just one of four new affiliates we've got this week. And I can't be more pleased. From our flagship station here in Philadelphia to our growing list of syndicated stations coast to coast, we are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you are not drinking coffee at the moment, you know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. Getting a phenomenal response to last week's show. Last week, we talked about these great job numbers coming out of all these federal reports we're getting, and it's just great news. One of the best bits of news we heard last week, and in and amongst all of the great economic news that's starting to swing in, is that you had a record number of people going out and seeking a new job. It was their move. They weren't fired from their jobs. They were seeking new employment. They were quitting their jobs in all-time high numbers. I think it's like the highest numbers in 10 years or something. It was just phenomenal to hear. You know what that means? It means you've got a lot of people out there who are feeling much more optimistic about being able to go out into the job market and find something that's a better fit for them, something with more money, something with better hours, something that's a better fit for their fantastic talents and abilities. More than anything, it is a crushing, fabulous testimony to love him or hate him, how Trump is affecting the job market, how he's affecting the economy in general. And if you were one of those people who were waiting on the sidelines, sticking it out in a job that maybe has long since become a poor fit, you're doing it for your family, you're doing it to pay your bills, you're doing it to get it done. My hat is off to you. My mug of coffee is raised in serious, solemn salute to all of you, because you stuck it out for years when a lot of times you really didn't feel like it. You did it anyway. If you were part of that growing list of people thinking about getting out there in the job market, finding an ever better fit for your amazing skills, you're not alone, guys. And that means that the market's picking up. Last week, we focused the entire show on talking about ways to polish your look completely. Maybe you haven't been out in the job market for a while. I know I hadn't been. When I started putting out feelers, trying to get some info from maybe people who do this for a living, maybe the people who work in placement offices, maybe the HR directors for Fortune 500 companies. We heard from everybody, got some phenomenal feedback, and we had so much printed out on that, we knew we had to do more than one show. Not only that, but I got great feedback from people, all of our listeners, coast to coast. Feedback, Atlantic City, people listening in, Arizona, Los Angeles, here in Philadelphia, all over the place. You've got people out there getting back into the job market, and they reported what worked and what didn't. I have got I've got so much paper surrounding me. It's unbelievable. I'm dazzled and thrilled and grateful for all of you. Going in no particular order. Great advice coming all over the place here. Number one, and I like this. It's saying when you're going out there, you're thinking about looking for a new job. I'm in my 40s. You know that. My first instinct would be to go online and see what sort of online opportunities are out there that job recruiters, you know, are trying to find job seekers. This apparently is not always the best way to do it. I've heard from more than a few people talking about not forgetting about newspapers. All right, back in the, you know, 90s, you know, when I was first out of college and looking for a job, I did it both through a recruiter, we'll talk about recruiters in a minute, and through newspapers. And of course, since the internet has exploded for better or for worse out there, you can oftentimes find some great job opportunities online as well. It's fantastic. It's a great tool for looking for a new job. But one of the biggest mistakes they say people make, don't forget about the newspapers. And it's saying here, there's no one place that lists all of the available jobs online. You know how to search the online job sites, that's great. And the online classified ads, that's great too. But don't forget, and here's the point that really got me, don't forget there are still companies out there with fantastic HR directors that work a little more old school, okay? They think and they have proven time and again that they can find the best candidates by posting ads in newspapers as well. That took me by surprise, but you know what? It shouldn't have. You and I both know. For, you know, and again, when you think about the HR directors that you've enjoyed the company of the most, when you think about the ones that maybe were the most, you know, easy to approach, the ones that they're easiest to talk to, maybe they were great for interviewing with, oftentimes they were an older demographic. And the older demographic out there, they love their newspaper ads. And you want to know what else? I think a newspaper ad takes a little more work to find. When you've got an HR director that puts a newspaper ad out there, and they know that people have read it and responded to it, they know that those respondents are really seriously looking for a job. They are looking everywhere for a job. They're not just putting in, you know, some random search somewhere and sending out zillions of resumes, you know, online, which, you know, hey, not knocking that either. You can always do that. But it makes a lot of sense to me that maybe these more old school recruiters, for very good reason, put these newspaper ads in here, making sure that they're separating the wheat from the chaff. When you respond to one of those, when you put the time in, when you put the effort in to respond to one of these, they know you're serious about wanting that job. I like that. That works for me. That really works for me. So if you are anywhere near, you know, the major city near you, subscribe to the local newspaper, because believe it or not, even if you go on that newspaper online, what they're saying is that a majority of those ads that they put in the paper, in the black and white, you know, paper, oftentimes they don't make it online. You want to get your hands on the hard copy of the paper as well. I like that. I heard from a good handful of people who said that they got jobs that way, you know, within the last year. I like that. And believe it or not, I am willing to bet that each and every time you had an HR director putting those newspaper ads in there, and they were a bit more old school, classy. Old-fashioned is a compliment here, because let's face it, when you've got an 18-year-old HR director or a 22-year-old HR director straight out of college, I've encountered a few of those. Some of them, I'm sure, are fine, but I couldn't really have a great conversation with them the way I could with the more seasoned, experienced HR directors out there. Long story short, if you're out there seeking a job and you're serious about it, get your hands on the local newspapers near you as well. The newspapers for the cities that you want to work in. Say you're okay with commuting an hour into town. You know, I'm here, you know, we're outside Philadelphia. Maybe you live an hour outside San Antonio. You live an hour outside Atlantic City. You live an hour outside Los Angeles, whatever it is. Find or get your hands on the paper for that local area. Have it delivered. Have it done. Just take care of it. Do whatever you got to do. It's going to pay off. It's all good. Here's another good one. This is getting more online, but I have heard this a lot. When you're talking about social media and putting social media to work for you and finding a new job, every time I went looking for a job, I was a little more old school. You know, I did it through the newspapers. I did it through a recruiter, and we will talk about recruiters next, if not before the break, then right after the break. And when we're talking about online stuff, Facebook is great for certain things online. It's social media at its highest and best use. So it's a lot of fun. You don't take it too seriously. You get together with old friends from high school and college and relatives who live far away and family and friends, whatever. But Facebook's not your best bet for finding a job. Long story short, it's just not. Your best bet for finding a job online, those social media sites, LinkedIn. hand over fist. I'm getting pieces of paper everywhere talking about people who did not realize the power of LinkedIn till they really focused on it and they took care of business. Here's something right here. Person here said, I had put a LinkedIn profile up a long time ago, but the truth is I never saw any purpose in it. When I started hearing stories about how many people were finding jobs on LinkedIn, I started to take it seriously and made sure my resume was up to date on the site. Now, apparently, I have not experienced this firsthand, but this is what I'm hearing from people. On LinkedIn, you can put your resume. And when you're on LinkedIn, you're on social media, you have all of your, if you did it correctly, you have all of your past job information, your roles and responsibilities, your titles, the demographic that you served, how many years you were there. It is, in effect, a long, detailed resume, your LinkedIn profile is. So apparently, you've got a lot of job recruiters going to LinkedIn, looking in the city of choice, pulling up all these various profiles and weeding them out that way. Make sure your LinkedIn profile is up to date, long story short. And next, put yourself out there via LinkedIn to various job recruiters, everything else, if you're seriously in the market for that. I put an asterisk next to that last statement, because here's the double-edged sword, which is LinkedIn. If you are currently employed somewhere and you put yourself out there saying, hey, here's my resume, interested in another job, obviously, your boss, your coworkers, the snarky coworkers that take your snacks off your desk and steal your stuff out of the refrigerator, those are the types of jerks that are going to have access to it too, and they could use it against you. Be discreet if you're going to be thinking about looking for a job and using the powerful tool of LinkedIn to do it. All right? Just be very, very discreet with it. It says here, when your boss and coworkers see you suddenly add 5 recruiters as LinkedIn connections, they're going to know exactly what you're up to, and that's a fact. Guys, hang out for a minute. When we get back, we're going to talk about recruiters, more fantastic feedback from our listeners coast to coast, and how we're going to get you that next job in a faster amount of time than you might think. You all stay tuned.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just 2 simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, dedicating today's show to inexpensively putting you at the top of the list. If you are heading out there into the job market again, you're feeling real confident about it, and you are not alone. The number of people out there quitting their existing jobs voluntarily to put themselves back into the job market, it has skyrocketed over the last couple of months to something like a 10-year high. Here's the fun news. When it comes to seeking out that new job, the tools that are there to work in your favor and find you that new job, get to the one with the better pay, maybe the better hours, maybe the closer commute, whatever it is, the better fit, it's out there. Here's the best part. And I was kind of in the dark about this stuff. I got to be honest with you. Some of the tools out there that can help give you that edge, first of all, they cost next to nothing. Go us. But secondly, these sorts of tools have just exploded over the last couple of years. So maybe if you have been sticking it out in a job, keeping that, you know, keeping the money coming in, doing what you had to do, maybe you were unaware of it just a bit. Now, we talked before the break around LinkedIn, social media, that kind of thing. Twitter, I've heard from nobody saying that Twitter's a great way to get out there and put your name out there in the marketplace. LinkedIn is where it's at. If you are looking to get your name out there, I had no idea about this. I've got a LinkedIn profile, and I get some great feedback from listeners coast to coast about it. It was, who was it? Brenda G, listening in from WPG, from our fabulous WPG 1450 in Atlantic City, who was talking about how she got recruited off of LinkedIn. She wasn't even out there looking for a job, but she always kept her LinkedIn profile up and running. And sure enough, people contacted her. I love this. This is so great. Go, Brenda. Anyway, we're keeping on here. And again, I'm laughing because the amount of paper, the fantastic reports and ideas and personal stories being sent to me, absolutely phenomenal. I love this. And here's something that I really liked. Okay, this is important. I want you guys to think about this. When it comes to brushing up your interview skills, you are all personable people. You're friendly. You're kind. You're good people. And you want to present the best face-to-face thing when you're going up against any kind of a new recruiter, a new face, maybe an HR director. If you're anything like me, you know, you would do anything for, you know, for a person pulled on the side of the road. I'm going to help them out. Yeah, whatever it is. But if you get face-to-face with somebody and it's a new face and they're going to be a decision power maker in your life, okay, somebody who's going to hold the cards as to whether or not you get this job that you want a whole bunch, chances are excellent. If you are a human being, you're going to be a little bit nervous. And if you haven't been out there in the interview market for a while, you might be a little more rusty than you'd like. Now, here's the best part. Long since I was on the, you know, working in the corporate sector scene, that was a couple of decades ago for me, there are all of these personal, you know, not, yeah, like a group, not, grooming assistant's the wrong thing, like a personal guidance, you know, person out there who takes care of absolutely grooming you down to the last detail when it comes to interviewing. These are people who might be located thousands of miles from you. They have websites. They have YouTube tutorials all about great ways to give you that edge for interviewing. And when I touched base with a couple of them, and I just highly recommend if you are in the mood, say, you know you want this job. You're going in for an interview. You know as well as I do just the same way I did. You get into a chair, you're a little nervous, you start maybe fidgeting, maybe you don't finish your sentences the way you want to, you're clearly nervous, you're going to lose that edge with your competition. These are people out there, professionals that you can contact, and they can, grooming you, it sounds like the wrong word, but it is the correct word. They will go through the interview process with you, and they'll remind you of the key phrases, the catchwords, all of the things that these HR directors want to see. And they're going to be on the scene to go through, and they can do this via phone. They've done this via YouTube tutorials, just reminding you, here's the type of clothes you want to wear. Here's the way that you want it. Here's the way you talk about current events. You don't spin current events to talk about your own political leanings. You just don't do that. Don't take that chance. You don't talk about politics in general, even if the other person brings it up. You sit up straight in your chair. You look them straight in the eye. And the point that we visited last week, that cell phone that you cling to at all times, we're all there. I got my own cell phone. That cell phone is dead to you. In an interview environment, it is there only to do phone calls after the interview. That thing is not looked at even to check the time. It's not glanced at. It doesn't even exist in your consciousness. Put the cell phone away. One of the biggest killers that HR say kills the interview is if you've got an interview that keeps looking at their phone. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you've got 55,000 things waiting for you outside of that interview. Everybody does. When you were in the interviews office, what these HR director people are saying and what the feedback we're getting is that when they're sitting across from someone, number one, you got to remember, you are there to show the HR director that you are about to make life easier for them. Okay? So you start asking them questions. Well, tell me what kind of responsibilities and roles and the type of issues that you want this person to fill, that you want this person to do for you. They will describe it to you. If you're lucky, you'll have the HR director doing most of the talking in this interview because you're feeling them out to see what exactly you want to be doing for them. And then you reiterate to them that you are the person to get that done. Talk about things, past jobs, past responsibilities that segue beautifully into what they're looking for. You look them in the eye at all times. You don't get too loud. You don't make the classic Chris error of speaking too fast, which you know I'm prone to do on a lot of occasions. You're just having a conversation. And in this conversation, you sit across from them, the firm handshake, several copies of the resume so that they don't have to make the copies. You feel them out, the HR director. Tell me exactly what roles and responsibilities you want this person to fill. Let them talk about, oh my God, this guy wants to fill the roles and responsibilities. This is great. And then you reiterate to them that you are the person for the job. Here's one of the biggest killers right next to looking at your cell phone. And most of you already know this, but you'd be surprised how many don't. Don't ever, ever in this interview or a follow-up interview or any other interview, ever, ever talk about salary. Apparently, and this is something we want to remind the next generation about as well. I'm in my 40s, you know that. And it seems for everybody in their 30s, 40s, most of them, 50s, 60s, 70s, everybody out there, the vast majority of those 30 and older know that you never, ever talk about salary. It is literally a job interview killer, okay? But I'm hearing from some parents of kids out there that are out there interviewing that they're oftentimes, unfortunately, making the error of just in cash. You would think that it's something that you would talk about if you're there to recruit for a job or interview for a job. No, it is the unspoken rule that I'm speaking right now. Let the kids know as well. Even if it's like a teenage kid looking out there to get a job at the Gap or whatever else, you don't talk money. You let the company itself approach you with a package or with the money. The person interviewing never, ever, ever, capital E, ever talks money. Apparently, that's a mistake that's sort of sneaking its way back into the interview process. No, no good. Don't bring the phone in. Turn the phone off. The phone is dead to you, and do not ask about money. Look them in the eye. Sit up straight in the chair. You are interviewing them as much as they are interviewing you. And through your questions, you're going to make it clear to them that you are the person that's going to solve their problems. You are the person that's going to make their lives easier. You reiterate that time and again. You make everything seem effortless to them, and you will put yourself at the top of this list. Hey, another big thing. I wanted to make sure I got this in before the next break. We were talking last week about sending your resume to one of these Fiverr experts. There are all of these job experts out there. Fiverr has got a little bit of everything going on. Fiverr.com. People who put themselves out there in their services. Put your resume out there. Contact one of these resume experts on Fiverr. They will tell you exactly what words you should be using, which ones to cut out there. I've heard from not one, but two listeners who did that and absolutely say it shot them to the top of the list. Again, guys, time's flying. Hang out after the break. More right after this.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about inexpensive, highly effective ways to give yourself that edge if you or someone you know are part of the skyrocketing millions of people going out there and seeking that next job. We have had people staying in job positions that have long since become a bad fit. They did it for the sake of their families. They did it to keep food on the table and keep the rent and the mortgage paid. My hat is off to each and every one of you. And now it's dessert. It's go time, folks. You have got a skyrocketing number of people out there that, for whatever reason, love them or hate them, Trump is inspiring a lot of confidence in the job market out there. It's going to create a lot of competition. And you know what that means? It's a great word, because it's going to mean rising wages as well. That's not me talking. That is the history of business talking. And I get the feeling we're going into a really yummy sort of era when it comes to seeking jobs. But here's the thing. You are not going to be alone in that room. You know, before, when you'd be in a room, you know, up until a few years ago, you'd have a lot of cutthroat sort of competition going on out there. You wanted to have an edge. Nowadays, you want to have an edge as well. And there are various ways to get it. And we have got pages upon pages. God, do we do a third show about job seekers? Maybe down the road we will. For now, we're going to wrap up this one. But when it comes to this, the new information, the new websites, the new tactics, the new strategies, always follow your old school instincts when it comes to the basics on going on a job interview. Firm handshake. You certainly don't look at the phone, for God's sake, going in an interview. You've got several copies of your resume. You are interviewing them as much as they are interviewing you. The message, it's not about you. It's about how you can make this job, you know, this whatever, the HR director's life easier. The HR director, chances are, outstanding. This is an exhausted, hassled person that doesn't want to have to interview any more people than they should, right? You want to be the one where they look at you and they say, oh, thank God, there he is. There she is. There's the one that I want. You are there to reassure that HR director that you are about to make their lives easier. That's all the standard old school stuff. Now, here's some of the new school stuff. When you get your resume updated, no doubt it's in pretty good shape. You want it in great shape? Get yourself onto a website or some sort of an HR director site. Here's the one that I get, my God, the emails I'm getting from people. They highly recommend going on to Fiverr, Fiverr.com. From there, there are people on Fiverr doing everything. Anything you could possibly need, there's someone on Fiverr that will do it over the computer for you. One of the best jobs they're talking about out there that people do, they take a look at your resume and they know exactly how to polish it to give you that edge. The keywords that maybe didn't jump to mind for you, they know exactly where to put it. They know how to phrase it. They know how to edit it. It will still be you on this resume, but it will be the very best and most polished you, with catchphrases and words and, you know, whatever key phrases in there that's going to get you noticed. And that's what you want. That's what you want your resume to do. Here's the next thing. And this is something HR people are talking about too. You can save a lot of time job searching by doing advanced search options on these job boards. Okay, here's the major ones that people seem to be recommending. Okay, Career Builder, I've heard of that one. Monster.com, I've heard of that one too. Indeed.com, I-N-D-E-E-D, Indeed.com, and SimplyHired.com. Apparently, each one of these has an advanced search option where you can search by anything. My God, keyword, location, a radius of a location, job title, company, type of job, everything. Okay, so there's where you're going to be able to finally hone what you're looking for and get a narrowed down list of companies that you're going to contact. Okay, here's the next bit of good advice, and this is something I've heard from more than a few people coast to coast. Applying for every job you find
isn't always a good idea, okay? We realize A for effort and A for energy. You want to get out there, you want to get a new job, but focus your search on jobs that you are really closely qualified for, okay? You're going to have a far better chance of getting selected for an interview. Sending out random resumes and cover letters, it may feel productive. Oh, I sent out, you know, fill in the blank, this number of resumes today. Not the best use of your time, okay? Better still, come up with a list, like a target list of companies you'd like to work for, and then do your best to get noticed by them, okay? Contact them. Become a familiar face on their radar, all right? Good stuff. Next up, don't stop applying for jobs while you're waiting to hear back from an employer. A lot of times you'll send out your first wave of resumes, you know, maybe a couple dozen resumes, and you get some standard, you get some communication back from them. You get an email, you get a phone call, you get a text. Hey, that's it. Fantastic. I don't have to start, you know, don't have to put the resume out anymore. Not necessarily true. Keep up the energy. Keep up the action. Keep up the productivity, getting your word out there. You don't want to jinx anything. Great news that you got contacted by these companies, but it doesn't mean you're at your end game when it comes to, you know, you're not going to stop sending out resumes just because of that. All right, there you go. Next up, something we talked about before. You need a specific cover letter or your resume may not get looked at, okay? Think about if you had a handful of resumes in your hand, okay? You got the name at the top, the address, maybe an email address, and then it's all bullet points talking about how great that person is, okay? That finally, your eyes start to glaze over if you're an HR director. A cover letter on top of that resume is how you get the resume looked at underneath it. In the cover letter, you customize it. You put down the HR director's name. You put down the specific company name. You put down where you found their job entry opening thing. This is how I'm contacting you. Maybe I heard about it through a mutual employee that we both know. That's where you customize it and you personalize it and you make it your own. That's where you, okay, they know Frank from, you know, from personnel. I see. They went to high school, you know, a couple of ticks away. Oh, you know, they knew somebody who worked in this company. Oh, they read about us in the paper the other day. It personalizes you, okay? It makes you the kind of person, oh, maybe I will read their resume and see what's going on. A cover letter can make or break you. And then the person sees the cover letter. They see that you're a great person. They flip over to that resume that you had polished up by someone on Fiverr.com for just a couple of bucks. Boom. You were in that top handful of people, of recruiters going, you're the top handful of possible employees for this company. And everybody else, those other dozens of resumes they got, that's just chaff. That's something to fill the wastebasket with. That's something to give the janitor something to do later on. Your resume is still there at the top of the desk. Very cool. Next up, when you're, this is what you have the person do with your resume. I love this. Whenever you're sending in a resume to a potential employer, it's not just enough to send in your vanilla resume time and time again, something that doesn't change a lick from one job to the next. Every time you have a job opening that you're sending in your resume for, you do that customized cover letter, and then you do a customized resume. Here's what I mean. You target your resume to the job, okay? You should edit and tweak every resume that you have to show that you're looking at what they're looking for. In this job entry, in this job opening that you read and decided to send in your resume for, you're going to see catchphrases. Oh, maybe I have to be able to work on the weekends. Maybe I have to be flexible with my hours. Maybe I have to be willing to travel. All these things you see in the job opening, those are the things that you reflect not only in your opening cover letter, but you also reflect it in the resume. Make sure that they know, just idiot-proof it for them. Oh, I didn't ask him about travel. Oh, hey, it says here right in his resume, he's cool with traveling. This is great. Oh, darn it, it doesn't say if he knows how to do X, Y, Z. Hey, it does say he's free for a couple extra hours on the weekends. Always make it as idiot-proofed as possible for these potential employers. They're exhausted. They're working more hours than they ever thought they would. All right? They're just as pooped as the next person, and they need you to make their life easier. You're going to start doing that first thing right out of the gate with your fantastic resume. All right, good stuff. How much time do we have for the break? A couple more minutes? All right, here we got a couple more minutes. A little more time for this, because I am loving this. And you know what I love? I love the enthusiasm out there. I love that the numbers of people out there that are saying, you know what? I put my time in at this job. I kept my family fed. I kept a roof over my family. The people that I love kept some clothes on our backs. And now the job market is exploding in my favor. Get out there, man. This is the country you do this in. You make your own rules. You make your own storybook. You make this. It's fantastic. I am pulling for each and every one of you out there. Go out there and make it happen. All right, here we go. What's next?
on your resume, because again, we talked about ways to dress, we talked about body language, we talked about things to do, things to don't. A lot of it's going to boil down to your resume. You're going to have a certain amount of time in this interview, and you're going to make it count. But when you are said and done, and you're back home, and you're hoping to hear the phone ring, your resume is going to be sitting there still in front of the HR director to make your statements for you. Make it count. So here's why we're focusing a lot on the resume. Next thing for your resume. You can include more than full-time employment on your resume. One of the biggest questions people have that are out there seeking right now, oh, you know, I was only working part-time. Will that count as a job? Heck yeah, that's going to count as a job. One of the biggest job killers over the last 8 years was when Obamacare came in here and talked about how you had to have full-time employees pay for it with their health care. Well, you had a ton of companies reducing their employees. It's the only way they could stay in business to part-time. So do not be worried about putting part-time on there as if you somehow put in less effort. Part-time definitely counts on your resume. You know what also counts? Volunteer work that you did. It personalizes you. If you did volunteer work for your church, for a Boy Scout troop, for a local, who knows, what kind of a shelter, anything, a local, you know, Cars for Veterans. I know somebody who did that in their spare time, did some mechanics work. And that's the kind of thing that helps you stand out. Guys, and again, the time is flying. Hang out right after the break. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You all stay tuned.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here. They open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is time for our new hit segment, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, with none other than my dad, John Harriet, joining us. How are we doing today, sir?
We are doing well, and as Chrissy just said, full disclosure, I am the dad, unashamedly riding my daughter's coattails to what we hope is radio prominence, as we are on coast to coast and border to border, but I am unashamedly riding my daughter's coattails.
This is fantastic. You want to know something? Because I was bragging about this on Facebook.
Oh, so go ahead. Brag about me.
It's
brag about
good
me.
Good stuff, Pop. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. We just got some great numbers back from Biz Talk Radio Network, where we are now on, we've made a nice jump to 57 stations this past week.
Woohoo!
Not only that, but we are doing a repeat on weekends with 16 of those stations. We are in top 10 of the top 15 markets out there radio-wise.
Go, go, go.
Best number of all, right now, using their very conservative estimate calculators, we are at about 452,000 unique listeners each week.
452,000
unique individual
Holy
listeners.
Holy cow, I get nervous when I talk to more than
it's
three
a good
people.
Thing. No, it's all good. This is radio. We got the best listeners on the planet. I heard an interesting stat, and I think it tied in beautifully with the real estate market as well. Last week, I was hearing about how the number of people out there who are voluntarily leaving their jobs and getting into the job market is at like an 11-year high. It hasn't been this high in ages, which means that you've got this huge bump in consumer confidence.
Yep.
And people out there saying, you know what, I know for a fact I'm going to go out there and find a better-fitting job, better-paying job, better fit for me. And it's that kind of economic consumer confidence that also leads to the marvelous jumps in the real estate market that you are seeing as well. So if you would, let me segue into that and talk to our listeners about how things are just going in a fantastic direction coast-to-coast with real estate.
Yeah, one of the amazing things about living in a country where you have a free market, and we do have the freest markets in the world, but living in a free, there's so many things that enter into so many people's decisions, and that factoid you just mentioned about more and more people leaving their jobs voluntarily, well, it's got to be because they're feeling more confident, they're going to find a better job, or they probably have already found the better job before they quit their job.
Yep.
That is just one element of market economy that is just improving, improving, improving. And I am an unabashed bull right now on what's going to be happening in the housing market. And really, I'm an unabashed bull on what's going to be happening in the overall economy for the next several years, because we now have an administration in Washington that is much more friendly to business than anything we've seen for the last, certainly the last 8 years, and probably the last several years since the Reagan administrations. So amazing things are going to be happening economically, and I think when America is strongest, that's when we can lead the world the best, and I think it's good for the whole world when America is stronger economically.
I agree.
But the subset of that that we're going to be talking about is real estate, and folks, if you have some questions about real estate, a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. One is to call the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline, which Chrissy is.
That number, gang, call or text anytime. We're not kidding. 484-
574-4088.
Yep, 484-574-4088. And we also have a website, which will get you to a form where you can request all kinds of information. And do you know the name of the website,
Chrissy? Of course, I've been on it. DadAndDaughterTalkRealEstate.com.
Amen, amen. That'll get you to a form where you can ask a question about almost anything. But why am I so bullish on real estate? Well, I'm holding here, as Rush Limbaugh says, in my formerly nicotine-stained hand. I did quit smoking back in 1980, so it's been a long, long time.
There you go.
And it was my girls. I had six little daughter eyes looking at me every time I looked up a cigarette. And your sister Libby was especially going to say, Daddy, you shouldn't be doing that.
We're very convincing.
And you certainly were. But anyway, existing home sales. Annualized rate of 5.7 million home sales a year as of January 2017. Highest rate since 2007. And steady uptrend since 2012. Lots and lots of demand still out there, folks, and home sales increasing at a very, 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 very good rate.
Fantastic.
New home inventory. Month supply of new homes has been under 6 months for the last year plus. And what that means is any inventory under 6 months means that there are more buyers than sellers. And when you have more buyers than sellers, there is upward pressure on prices. So another indicator that prices are going to be going up for the next foreseeable future.
I love it.
Also, every quarter, an organization named Pulsonomics surveys a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts. Of course,
right.
I'm always leery about experts. An expert is generally somebody wearing a suit more than 20 miles from home. Investment and market strategists, where they believe prices are headed over the next 5 years.
Okay.
And they then try to boil that down into a single number. What they found, their consensus was the last time, that home values will appreciate by 4.4% over the course of 2017. About 3.4% in 2018, and a little under 3% for the next 3 years.
Okay.
That means the average annual appreciation will be 3.2% over the next 5 years, which is about in line with where it's been in the United States and Canada for a lot of years.
All right.
That also means that if you buy a house for $250,000 now, and 5 years from now, if those projections come true, that house is going to be worth $293,000.
Man, there are precious investments.
So what would you do with another $43,000?
Yeah. I mean,
in the next 5 years.
And you just nailed it. There are so few investments that you can put that amount down, that smallish amount down to purchase your home. You're living in the investment. You're paying yourself when you're paying the mortgage. And then years down the road, you've literally increased your wealth by about, on average, $40,000 to $50,000 just by living in the place. It's a remarkable thing to do.
It is. I remember when we lived out in Wisconsin, we bought a house in 1969. Sold it in 1979, and I did a calculation, and I figured out that the house had paid us like $180 a month to live there.
Isn't that incredible?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yep, I do too. I do too. Amazing investment, folks. Real estate now is, without a doubt, I believe, the best time we will see for the rest of our home buying lifetimes in almost every part of the country to make that initial buy or that move-up buy. And if you're wondering about how you go about finding a good agent, well, get on that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline, or the dadanddaughtertalkrealestate.com, and send me a question. Even though I can't practice real estate in Mississippi or Georgia or any place like that where we're heard, what I can do is I have a nationwide network of agents. What I can do is find a good agent, recommend him or her to you. Up to you if you want to use them, but I can and will find an agent for you that I think is good. Then you can make your own decision about whether or not to use him or her.
I love that.
But I will do that. I will do that spade work for you.
Stuff.
Mortgage rates. What's going to happen to mortgage rates over the next year? Well, the projections have come down a little bit. Right now, mortgage rates are about 4.1%, 4.2%.
It's not bad.
The, quote, experts are saying it's going to be like 4.8% by this time a year from now. So that is going to raise your mortgage principal and interest payment by 7%, 8%. Not chump change.
Nope.
But mortgage rates going up, prices going up. Again, now is the best time we'll have for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to make that first buy or that move up buy.
Yeah, and you know what? Knowledge is power. Something that we get feedback from every week. They love the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment because it encourages everybody out there. And I'm not kidding. I know how crazy busy you are. I know you wish you had more in the bank. You're kind of thinking, do I dip a toe into the market? Do I not? Your first step is calling Dad, 484-574-4088. Make it happen, guys. And every time this segment just flies by. But I'm not joking. This time, between this time and next week, guys, 484-574-4088. Connect with Dad. Let him get in contact with someone with the best realtors in your area and put, you know, you two together. And honest to God, be that part of the segment of the population that acts now rather than later. It's money in the bank. Just do it. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, but not too steep. The best of all, cheap is cheap. Circle.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.